For starters, what prompted your decision to run for this seat in the House?
Well, after being a commissioner for 6 years almost, working with the local government and seeing how the state relates to the counties, the unfunded mandates and the changes that take place in Raleigh affects the county. And there were some things I disagreed with what's going on, so I felt like I needed to step up to fight for those issues to support the county.
And can you give us a sense of what some of those issues are?
Yes. There was one that Representative Eiler came out with, which was House Bill 398. It was called the Prepared Food and Beverage Tax. And this bill has not passed yet. It's in the Finance Committee. It would put additional tax on the prepared food, catered food, your coffees, your special coffees. And this tax was a special tax to give the mayors the ability to use those funds for beach renourishment, for waterfront, different things that they wanted to use it for. There were certain requirements in the bill. But I felt like food, the essentials of life, don't need an extra tax. Our county is at 6.75. And if we need more tax dollars to benefit the area, it would be better to go to 7% with the sales tax because the counties we're surrounded by are at 7%.
What are some of the other issues that seem to be that both Brunswick County and the district face that you're concerned about?
Well, the classroom sizes was another bill, was House Bill 13. I'm not against smaller classrooms. I think that's great. But the problem was when this bill came out, it was a huge mandate put on the superintendent of the schools. And when you don't have infrastructure in place, it's kind of hard to implement something with no funding, no infrastructure built. So it would have been better. My perspective on it was that it would have been easier because we didn't have the infrastructure to hire teacher assistants from kindergarten to fifth grade. This bill only covered kindergarten to third grade, so if you reduce the classroom sizes for them, when they got to the fourth grade, they're overcrowded because you don't have the extra infrastructure to put the kids in. And our superintendent for Brunswick County started it a year early, this bill, to make sure how it's going to work. And come to the fourth grade, the parents having 35 students in the classroom caused a huge problem for our county. Plus, we ended up hiring 39 more teachers. And with this cost that was unfunded, it became an issue. And I continuously got with the Commissioner Association in Raleigh, and other counties came on board. We got resolutions from Durham County. I don't remember if Wake did one, but there was the association getting involved, caused them to come out with another bill to help fund it.
On the topic of education, what are your thoughts on efforts to improve school safety in light of what we've seen, you know, in various other parts of the country?
Brunswick County started school safety years ago. In 2012, I think it was, when I first became county commissioner. I don't remember. It was not Columbine, but there was another school incident. And our sheriff's office went out and surveyed every school in the county to make sure it was protected. And so they put an operation in place of the improvements that would have to be taken at each school. And we, over the years, we have put, every year we do a change to improve the safety of that school. As far as the statewide with what's going on now, I think what needs to happen is every sheriff's department and every town police department that's involved, because there's schools inside of a town, they need to come out and look at the school do a review of how it will be safe and then present that to the state, because they're the experts in safety.
Mm-hmm.
And we need their information to move forward. Spending money and not knowing where it's going is not going to benefit. I think it needs to be, each school is different. Each school has their own problems, such as windows. How secure are windows? How secure is your door? How secure is your entrance? So I think the local law enforcement in each community, in each county, should look at their schools first and come up with an assessment.
Shifting over to water quality, Gen X, I'm wondering what your thoughts are on how the state so far has responded to what we're dealing with in this part of the region.
Well, as the Brunswick County Commissioner, I was a little disappointed, even though it was my party. Brunswick County was not included into the bill, the Gen X bill, 56, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
We are testing our own water, and we're hoping that down the road we get funds back from the company. But right now, we're moving forward to provide clean water for Brunswick County. And it's not something you rush into. Anytime you're spending this much money, you want to make sure everything's right. I understand how clean water, that's our living. I mean, we've got to have clean water. But you don't want to rush it that you make mistakes, more mistakes. As far as the state, I haven't looked at everything. I know that DEQ. My thing is they need to be monitored and make sure they're doing their job that they're supposed to be doing, and regulations are being followed, the laws. And do we need new ones?
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to look at that further. But I do know that at the county right now, we are moving forward. And whatever I can do at the state level, once I get there, it will be beneficial to the counties in the area.
I know something else that I think you've been dealing with as a Brunswick County Commissioner and is part of House District 17 as well, is the question of energy drilling and exploration off the coast. Is that something that...
And I don't think I've read the Bill 17. I know nothing about it. Nobody has approached us about anything about offshore drilling at all. Where I stand on it, I truly believe that to protect our country, we need to know what's out there, our natural resources, and make sure it's documented and protected. As some of us know, my understanding is China and Russia are continuing to move forward to drill. Even off of Africa, there's no... the drilling is so nasty there, just for them to get the natural resources. They're not doing it in the safely manner that I would want. But here, we need to do the seismic testing, I believe, secure our borders and know what's out there and protect it. And then if there's resources, do we need crude oil at this time? I don't think so. If we're shipping it, taking it over to another country, it's not a priority. It might be not even in our lifetime anything happens with that. But natural gas, why are we buying it from Canada? You know,
right. Mm-hmm.
Look at the billions that North Carolina could get from natural gas. Now, my thing is, as long as it's done safely and the environment's protected, I'm fine. And revenue sharing is a big issue. If we get the revenue sharing, then we could clean our inlets, we could do our dredging, and we could do the beach renourishment that is needed along our coast.
What other top issues are on your radar this election season?
I think the infrastructure of our roads, because we're growing so rapidly in this area, we need to get the, which I think, far as I know, Senator Rabin with the DOT has really moved forward, I believe, from what I can tell. You know, I'm not in Raleigh, so mm-hmm. I don't know what actually goes on. But I believe that with all the road construction and the bridges that are being repaired, things on the coast have really been looking up for improvements. And hopefully that Brunswick County with the widening of 211 will soon come. Of course, now Oak Island Bridge has got priority over that, but that needs to be done first.
Patricia Sykes is running for North Carolina House District 17. She's currently a Brunswick County Commissioner. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome. It's an honor to serve the citizens, and I look forward to it, and I appreciate you asking me in.